Let's face it, the news media has gotten it wrong before. The Chicago Tribune erroneously printed a headline showing Harry Truman being defeated in the 1948 election. In the 2000 election, news networks spoke too soon as to who won the White House. Devon Shaw, Meyer Baskin Professor of Journalism at UW, believes journalists are crossing their T's and dotting their I's this time around.
In the same way that we learned from the Dewey versus Truman debacle, I think the 2000 was a lesson learned as well. I think most networks are much more cautious about making election calls, though I think this time it's not going to be as much of an issue. I think most are expecting a pretty substantial Obama victory.
Shaw says reporting of the presidential victor in other states could sway the election.
It's going to be important to watch how journalists respond to this, how cautious they are, and whether they stick to their principles about not kind of revealing results for the West Coast, where it can affect other races when turnout is diminished, when the outcome's already known.
He says even as traditional news operations expand to blogging and new media, fundamentals of being fair and factual must be adhered to. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.